Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
Well, the news of yesterday's JBS fires resulted in cattle futures gapping lower at the open. However, as the day progressed, futures were able to close the gap with the anticipation and news that the plant will be up and running today. However, futures could not muster enough support to undo the damage. Futures have fallen back to the lower level they have been since June 1st and the lowest close since May 4th. It would appear that hog futures went along for the ride yesterday as well, but that was not the case. A slight rise at the open was quickly erased and further liquidation erupted, sending futures to triple-digit losses. October closed at the lowest level since March 4th and still unable to find support. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed price down $1.38 as packers are able to procure hogs without any difficulty. December Kansas City wheat's up 5.5 cents early today, encouraged by higher trading in Europe. It was also helpful to see 20.1 million bushels of wheat export inspections in Monday's weekly report, nearly half of which were hard red winter wheat. Texas shipments will likely be interrupted by Hurricane Nicholas this week, but that should be a short-term problem. It may be hard to believe, but planting time is here already. Late Monday, USDA said 12% of the winter wheat crop was planted, up from the five-year average of 8% this time of the year. December corn's trading up about 1.25 cents early today, holding support above $5 as harvest starts to pick up in the South. Late yesterday, USDA said 37% of the corn crop was considered mature as of September 12th, up from the five-year average of 31% for this time of year. November soybeans trading up 4.75 cents early today, staying below the $13 mark as the soybean harvest is apt to get more active the next couple of weeks. Late yesterday, USDA said 38% of the soybean crop was dropping leaves. We'll check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, at the close, the October live cattle down $1.15 yesterday, 122.27. December down $1.07, 127.15. September feeder cattle down 205, 152.20. October down 227, 155.45. October hogs down 167, 80.77. Kansas City wheat, December up 3.75, 686.25. March up 3.25, 695. Chicago wheat, December down 1.5, 687. March down 2.25, 697. December corn down 4.25, 513.25. March down 4.5, 522. November soybeans down 1.75 at 1284.75. January's down 1.25 at 1293.5. December cotton's down 69 cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.